What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Wednesday, November 24th. Be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Let me know in the comments section who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders. And finally, shout out to No House Advantage for being the presenting sponsor of this video. Use the promo code AwesomeO when signing up. Get a little bit of extra cash on that first deposit. Now we're rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with Jared Allen, Caris LeVert, LaMelo Ball, De'Aaron Fox, and Wendell Carter Jr. on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. First up at number five, we've got Sadiq Bey. Just small forward eligible, but 5,700, projected for 31. The goal's 39. He's in the optimal lineup 17% of the time. He's going to play monster minutes. He just needs to do a little bit more like the beginning of yesterday's game in comparison to the latter half of the game. 34 minutes, around 0.9 fantasy points per minute, 21% usage, a little bit of everything, 16 points, 7.5 boards, 2.5 assists, maybe a stock and a half. Slight pace up spot against Milwaukee. Obviously a very difficult spot in general against the Bucks, but Sadiq Bey is going to play the minutes, and sometimes you just need to buy cheap minutes. For him to hit his GPP goal, for him to go over 40, I don't think it's terribly crazy. I think he does that somewhere around 15% of the time. Today feels like a good day for it. At number four, I'm looking at power forward center eligible Christian Wood, 6,700, projected for 37. The goal is just 43.5. He's going to hit the optimal lineup 17% of the time. I got Wood in for 32 minutes, 1.15 fantasy points per minute, projected for 16 points and 12 boards, 2.5 assists, and almost 2 stocks. Pace neutral spot against Chicago, but it feels like a really good role for Wood. They don't have a lot of guys that match up perfectly against him. I think he's in line for a big spot. And would anybody be surprised if Christian Wood went for 50 today? Why is he 6,700? I know it hasn't been great as of late, but his role on this team should never be under 7K with both eligibilities on FanDuel. At number three, we're off to Oklahoma City for Josh Giddey. He is just shooting guard eligible, which is annoying. 6K, projected for 34. The goal is 40.5. He's in the optimal lineup 17% of the time. Giddey is going to handle the ball quite a bit in the absence of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. 32 minutes for Giddey, 1.07 fantasy points per minute. And this is a guy that's doing a little bit of everything for real. 12 points, 8 boards, 7 assists. I mean, he's sniffing around triple-double territory. That's what he's looking at here. Plus 2 stocks. Pace neutral spot against Utah. Very bad spot against Utah from a defensive standpoint. This one could get really, really ugly. This could be one of those blowouts you see where Utah only scores 98 points, but it's okay because Oklahoma City only has like 68. So be aware of that kind of blowout for this game. But for Giddey with no Shai, he's very difficult to get away from. He'll be one of the most popular plays of the day. At number two, I am going to my man, Jake Puddle, Jakob Poeltl. He is center eligible, 5,800, projected for 36, and the goal is only 40. He's in the optimal lineup 20% of the time. We saw Poeltl make his return recently and played north of 30 minutes, so I've got him in for 32. 1.1 fantasy points per minute, 16% usage, 12 points, 11 boards, 3 stocks, even get a couple assists. Pace neutral against Atlanta. Nothing too crazy here. This is a minutes play. Jakob Poeltl is priced like he's not going to play as much as I expect him to do so. That's not the right way to say that sentence, but you know what I mean. Before we get to my number one contender, one last reminder, please hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, and let me know in the comments who your favorite and least favorite contenders are. Don't forget to go to No House Advantage using the promo code AwesomeO. Sign up there, get a little bit of extra money on your first deposit. We're going to get a lot of news and value as the day goes on, but if we had to go to lock right now, Corey Joseph at point guard would be my number one contender. 4,100, projected for 26.5. The goal is 32.5. He is in the optimal lineup 24% of the time. He's playing massive minutes with no Killian Hayes. It's the same sort of setup we had yesterday. 0.8 fantasy points per minute in 34 minutes. 10 points, 4 boards, 5.5 assists, 2 stocks. Pace neutral against Milwaukee, but you're going to Corey Joseph because he is the most efficient way to buy minutes for today. And for at least right now, at 8:32 a.m., Corey Joseph is your number one contender. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Wednesday, November 24th. I legitimately already forgot the date. DraftKings version of this video is around here somewhere. Check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win some money. We're not back tomorrow because it is Thanksgiving, so please enjoy your holiday. I will see you again Friday morning for another edition of The Contenders.